And the Iran's national spokesperson Zivai Metu said he found it difficult to understand why universities can easily provide buses and a birthday present for Mr. Mugabe when they can't cater for the needs of students. Metu said it is ironic that students at Lupane State University were recently denied entry into classes for non-payment for tuition fees, and yet they were loaded into buses and ferried to Mashingo for the president's birthday party.
I was talking about Lupane University. Students who have got outstanding fees, they were denied entry at the university campus. And the university had to look for police therapy to buttress the security guards in denying students access to campus. But at the same time, there were buses loading students going to Mashingo for Mugabe's birthday bash. Now, I did not find the logic. If they are to deny students this right, and then the university has extra money to fund students to attend the president's birthday party, I fail to understand which is now more important, the future of the students or the president's birthday bash.
Metu said at one time they ended up using public transport to fulfill an educational trip to the University of Zimbabwe last year. Metu said wasting university resources on luxurious expenses like birthday parties when students are finding it hard to eat a meal is insensitive to their plight.
He is a student or the NASU. Yes. If the government could provide the universities with the buses so that students can access these buses whenever they are going for trips, or they can use the buses as they come to and from institutions. If those buses are to be used to ferry students to the president's birthday bash, I don't think we will have any complaints. But for us to see money being splashed on luxurious bash when we are suffering as students, we will not accept that. We will not support that. And any student who is to be found supporting that, we will take that student to be a counter product.
But ZANU-PF youth Kingston Zimboza defended President Mugabe's birthday celebrations, saying they should be national events. Zimboza said President Mugabe deserves that recognition from universities.
Our president, Mr. Robert Gabriel, is a national icon. So recognizing his birthday, it's a national thing. We should honor that because Mr. Robert R.G. Gabriel Mugabe is a national icon and is our hero. So we should celebrate with him in his birthday. I think it should be declared a national holiday for all Zimbabweans as we join Mr. Robert Gabriel in commemorating his birthday.
Sources at Chinoy University of Technology said the government sent a memo last week to all universities asking students and lecturers to attend the birthday party in Mashingo. Asked to comment, Chinoy University of Technology Public and Marketing Director Tapela Msekiwa requested this reporter to send some questions via email and they had not responded to the questions by time of going on air. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.